圣经是在约翰福音的十二章二十四节。
Let me start with a verse from John 12:24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
我们现在祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，很感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们看到两个年轻人，他们愿意决志接受你做救主。
We just saw that two young men have made their mind to accept you as their Savior.
所以他们在这里把他们的见证分享。
And they have just shared their personal witnesses for you.
求主在他们一生当中祝福他们。
We pray that Jesus will bless them abundantly in their life.
也感谢主，让我们今天晚上聚集在这里，一起纪念你的受难。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can gather here to remember the suffering and death on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
让我们真的明白你为我们死是多么重大的事情。
So we can truly understand what a great thing it is that you have died for us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在我年轻的时候，我常常认为我的母亲太啰嗦了。
When I was growing up, oftentimes,I felt that my mother was nagging me.
所以我常常要同她辩论。
So I couldn't help talking back to her.
每次我的母亲哑口无言的时候，我就很得意。
So whenever I got her speechless, I felt pretty good about it.
我的父亲就这样问我。
Upon those occasions, my father would ask me.
他说，你如果说赢了你的母亲，有什么好处呢？
So what good do you get out of making your mother speechless?
我父亲他这样告诉我。
Then he will continue on telling me.
他说，你要知道，在你四个兄弟姐妹当中，你母亲生你的时候是最辛苦的。
Don't you know that your mother gave the most difficult birth to you among all the four children that she had?
因为当母亲怀我的时候，正在打仗。
It was during the anti-Japanese war when my mother was pregnant with me.
所以她常常要逃飞机轰炸。
So she was often on the run, fleeing from the airstrikes.
或者是逃难。
Or he was simply just running on the road.
所以她能够把我平安的生下来，是一件很不容易的事情。
So it was extremely difficult and lucky that my mother gave birth to me safely.
所以我的父亲常常提醒我。
So my father often reminded me.
为了把我生下来，母亲不知道受了多少的苦。
In order to give birth to me, my mother suffered a lot.
很像我们中国人的想法。
This is probably like how we Chinese thinks.
当我们在过生日的时候
，When we celebrate birthdays，
我们常常要这样说。
We often say things like this.
我们过生日更重要的是应该纪念母亲的受难日。
So when we celebrate the birthdays, it is probably more proper to remember the kind of suffering that our mothers had when giving birth to us.
所以, 对我们基督徒来说也是一样的。
So to us Christians, it's probably the same.
我们能够重生得着属灵的生命。
When we were reborn with a new spiritual life,
我们成为神的儿女，能够得着从天上来的祝福。
We became the children of God with abundant blessings from our Heavenly Father.
所以我们也应该纪念那一位为我们付出生产之痛的那一位。
So we really need to remember the one who gave the kind of new spiritual life to us, and for this he suffered greatly.
这位为我们付出苦难的是谁呢?
Who is this one who had suffered greatly for us?
就是他自己曾经这样说,
It is the one who once said,
他说, 一粒麦子若不落在地里死了,仍然是一粒, 若是死了就结出许多的子粒来的。
This is Jesus Christ who said, Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
就像我们刚才听的那首诗歌所唱的,
just like the hymn we just heard.
他说, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
但是我们今天有多少人是我们知道耶稣基督为我们所做的呢?
But how many of us today know what Jesus has done for us?
我们每一个人都知道我能够生出来是因为我的母亲为我受了很多的苦的缘故。
We all know we came to this world because of the sufferings that our mothers have had.
那么当我这个属灵的生命得以重生成为神的儿女那一位为我们受苦的耶稣基督我们到底知道多少呢?
So when we had the new spiritual life, the rebirth, how many do we know about the one who gave this new spiritual birth to us?
所以在圣经里面, 不断地教导我们那位让我们得以重生的耶稣基督是怎样为我们付出的。
So it was written in the Bible a lot about the one who gave the new life, the rebirth to all of us and how he suffered for that.
其实在主耶稣降生前几百年天父就借着先知来宣告
Quite a few hundred years before Jesus Christ was born, our Heavenly Father proclaimed by prophecies through the prophets that the one who came to save us will suffer greatly.
在以赛亚书我们刚才所读的53章, 我们给他一个题目叫做受苦的仆人。
Isaiah 53, some of the verses from that we just read. We need to give it a title called a suffering servant.
什么叫做受苦的仆人呢?
So what is a suffering servant?
就是因着他的受苦, 使得别人得到生命和益处。
That is, because of his suffering, we all benefited from that.
犹太的拉比, 他们以前一直认为这位受苦的仆人是指着以色列人来说的。
The Jewish rabbi had thought that this suffering servant was referring to Israelite.
虽然以色列人 他们在历史上受过苦,
although that the Israelites has suffered a lot in history,
但是历史上却没有证实因着他们的受苦 而使其他的人得蒙祝福。
But there is no history that can prove that because of the suffering of one or some Israelites, others have benefited from that.
所以犹太拉比对以赛亚书所说的这一位受苦的仆人到底是谁，他们一直很困惑。
So the Jewish rabbi had always been bewildered by whom this suffering servant is referring to.
但是对我们这些耶稣的门徒来说，
But to us, disciples of Jesus Christ,
这位受苦的仆人除了耶稣基督还能是谁呢？
This suffering servant is Jesus Christ only.
接着在新约的福音书里面好多次记述耶稣向门徒宣告。
It was written in the Gospels of the New Testament that Jesus told his disciples.
他要为了救赎世人而受苦。
He would suffer in order to save the mankind.
一直到今天，我们引用最多的就是耶稣在设立主餐的时候所说的话。
Today, the most quoted is what Jesus talked about at the Last Supper.
所以我们下面一面我们要用饼和杯来纪念耶稣基督为我们受难，一方面我们来思想明白耶稣到底告诉了我们什么话，使我们要牢牢地记住不能忘记。
Now when we are partaking in the cup and the bread, let's think about what Jesus really meant by what he said at that time.
就我们分饼和杯的姿势上来好吗？
Deacons, please come up. We often quote from Matthew what Jesus talked. So on the night of the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread, broke it, and said to his disciples, "This is my body given for you." Then he took the cup, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you, so your sin can be forgiven."What the Lord just said matched exactly what's talked about in Isaiah chapter
53.
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Amen. So all of us who have been baptized are welcome to partake the cup and the bread with us. And those who have not, please wait until you are baptized. So every month we remember our Lord Jesus Christ with cup and bread. And every time we hear what Jesus told us, he said, "This is my body given for you. And the cup is the new covenant in my blood, so all of you can be saved." We quote this so often. But do we really know the deep meaning in these words? And how deeply we have in our thought really got it? So we are here tonight to remember Jesus Christ. It is not a ritual, but it is a time that we can give our thanks to Jesus Christ deeply from inside our heart. Because Jesus' death on the cross gave us a new life. It's like when our mother gave birth to us, she suffered so much. Let's take. Dear Lord, when we remember you today with this cup and the bread, so let's think deeply about what you have done for us and what a blessing that is. Lord, please help us. When we remember how our mothers have loved us, then we should be thankful more for what Jesus, Lord the Christ, have done for us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.